Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma Proving Ground will be informing the community about how they clean their equipment and keep everyone safe. Learn more about it on our website. All month long in April, the Arizona Department of Economic Security will be celebrating Autism Acceptance Month. Learn more on how the department will be celebrating. YumaDailyNews.com. A family has been demanding answers after a loved one was shot four times by Border Patrol agents. The man has died. The wife says her husband was a good man. Find out what happened on the website. Tiger Woods has said he will be playing in the Masters this year. Tiger says it's great to be back. Read more about it, YumaDailyNews.com. A man has been shot multiple times and left for dead at the scene. Yuma Sheriff's Department is still looking for the suspect. Read more about it, YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma's main library will be hosting cyber safe workshops for small business owners. Learn how to attend, YumaDailyNews.com. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Every day connected, comfortable, reliable. Every day you count on power for everything from your smartphone to your air conditioning. At APS, we work around the clock to deliver some of the most reliable service in the country. We invest in infrastructure upgrades across Arizona. We prepare for storms and keep you informed with alerts as we work safely to restore power. Together, all of us can help make every day brighter. Find ways to stay safe and informed at APS.com/brighter.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce on Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. In the studio, we, of course, have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning, we're going to talk about the YMCA with Annie Clary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so we had called you because I know that you have a lot of things coming up this summer for the kids especially.
Yes, absolutely.
And wanted to be sure that everybody knew all the great things that you guys have going on.
Yeah.
So what's going on this summer?
So typically every summer we do have a summer camp for all the kids in Yuma ages 5 to 12. Mm-hmm. This year is new and exciting because Governor Ducey announced that they are launching Arizona On Track summer camp program. So they're partnering not only with the YMCA but several other organizations throughout the state. And we are going to be able to offer free summer camp.
Really?
For kids 5 to 12, as well as in Yuma, we are doing teens.
Okay.
So 13 to 17. Right now, we have 11 weeks of summer camp starting on May 23rd. And the on-track portion is free. It is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. It works with learning loss, trying to get kids back to speed. Everything's been so hard through COVID. There's just been a lot of disconnect with their schoolwork. So we have a curriculum in place to help kids get back on track and get them excited, get them their interaction with other children, you know, work on their socialization skills. Now, typically our summer camps do run for working parents as well. Mm-hmm. And so we are open at 6:30, and we're going to be extending the hours this year, the summer, until 6:30 p.m. So the on-track summer camp portion is free.
Okay.
The extended care, so if you need care before 8 a.m. and after 3 p.m., we do have special low pricing for that for our members. So, or for the whole community. It's $75 a week for non-members, $50 if you are a YMCA member, $25 if you have a YMCA 6-month commitment, and absolutely free if you have a YMCA 12-month commitment plan.
Wow.
So typically summer camp can be very, very pricey for parents. Not only just needing that child care, but a place for their kids to go do activities, do field trips, really get engaged. But now we just have that opportunity for free. Mm-hmm. And then if you do need that extended care, for
I can do free.
Yeah, I'm saying most people can do free.
Free's good for me. What is it that they do for the summer camp? Is it going to be at the location?
It's going to be at the YMCA, correct?
Okay. On 32nd Street.
On 32nd Street. Okay. Yeah, we share a building with the Elks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, except you don't have a liquor license.
We do not.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
So yeah, that makes Since we do share a building with the Elks, who do have a liquor license, we are on the licensed child care program. So we have a little bit more flexibility to do things. I know in the website there are like free swim lessons offered. We can't do that at our facility because...
No pool.
Yeah, we don't have a pool.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would say that's a big reason.
Yeah. But we are planning still on taking the kids on field trips this summer. Field trips have been on hold through COVID for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so...
Where would you typically go for a field trip?
For swimming, we take them to Valley Aquatic Center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do take a field trip for swimming.
For swimming, yeah. Just for afternoon free swim, not like direct lessons. I'm still working on the possibility of partnering with the city of Somerton or the city of Yuma to do swim lessons for our kids to see if that's feasible.
Red Cross also does swim lessons.
Yes, but we have to find the pool to do it.
Okay, yeah.
So, so it's just we have two partners in Yuma that we could work with.
And what other kind of field trips? Or was that, it would be basically swimming?
No, in years past, we've done Harkins. Back on the Camel Farm was here, we did... The Camel Farm, we do the City of Yuma, like the historic museums, the Children's Museum. I'm not sure if they're going to be open yet again this summer, so that's a possibility.
Could take them to the prison. You can make, you know, for career choices. You can be on this side.
Career choice.
Or you can be on this side. You know?
Well, talking about the career choices, we actually have a new program that we started this year thanks to support through grants and donors. It's called Y Achievers, and so that's for our teen age group. And they really focus on career development and career readiness and looking at different explorations. So they just actually got back last week from a trip to Phoenix and Phoenix and Flagstaff. They did a college tour.
Oh.
And so this summer they're looking at maybe doing a San Diego college tour.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we really want to get these kids on the right track. Mm-hmm. We have speakers. It's just a great youth leadership group.
I was there with a small group the other day. Was that part of YMCA or were they just using your building?
For the Y Achievers, was it a group of teens?
I don't know.
I want to say yes. Yeah, I want to say that was our Y Achievers.
It's probably 8-9 kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was them?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we do have, so they bring in guest speakers, so you're probably one of the guest speakers in there. Just talking about the different options and variety of career choices that they do have, leadership skills.
So what kind of career choices did you talk about, Russ?
I talk about career choices. They want me to talk about confidence and building confidence.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Which is important in all career
choices.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I made them all stand up.
So the Arizona on Track, we're also incorporating that teen camp aspect into it. Yeah. So we're going to be working at, you know, putting the kids together. The teen group, we have space for 50 kids, and they will be doing more of getting out into the community, doing community service projects, going and doing, you know, tours and a lot more like on-site field trips with the college.
That's
downtown.
A lot of work. I mean, that is a lot of planning, a lot of supervision.
It is.
Because you're talking five-year-olds.
For the summer camp. So Tracy Jones is our child care director.
Tracy, you ever consider chaining them together like a chain gang so you don't lose one?
She's nodding in the background.
our field trip, we do have the ratio of 10 kids to one staff. So it's a little bit, when they're out of the building, we do have more staff there to supervise, which also leads me into, we're looking for people to
volunteers.
Who want to work. Well, we're hiring people.
Hiring?
We are actually hiring people this summer. So we have a lot of positions open because we do need those staff. We have spot for 100 kids from 5 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it is on a wait list for the regular summer child care.
When does it start?
It starts on May 23rd.
My granddaughter won't be 5 until June.
June, after she turns 5, we're good to go.
Okay.
Yep. As soon as she turns 5, they're able to register.
She's a very mature 4.
Yeah. No, as long as they're going into kindergarten in the fall, that works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of positions are you looking for? Are they just summer temporary positions?
Well, it kind of depends because we have staff transitioning to college out of town. Mm-hmm. And so we want to bring them on in the next probably 4 weeks to get them onboarded, trained, as summer camp counselors, but within the YMCA, we're so much more than just, you know, the gym and the child care. We do have our teen programs. We have healthy living side of it. So we have a lot of positions open. So they know not only a lot of our staff, They're not just a child care worker. They're the child care worker, the front desk, the bus driver.
You actually do child care?
Yes.
Like a daycare type?
Yes. So during the, we have two different types of daycare. So we have our child watch. When our members come in, they can bring their kids who are 3 months to 12 years old, and we'll watch them while they're there in facility or at the, working out during the, during their workout time. And we also have our before and after school child care program. Okay. And so that works throughout the school year. We pretty much partner with DVA and the Crane School District.
And how do the kids get transportation there? Is it buses?
Yes,
buses,
we have four little mini buses you might see around town.
The YMC does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you will pick up and do all of that.
Yes. Yeah, so you don't need a CDL, so we're looking for bus drivers. if anybody's interested in transporting a clean driver record. And
I've got a clean driver record. I'll get them there fast.
Yeah, so that's very, that's like, we're back to pre-COVID numbers for our child care. So throughout COVID, we did not shut down our child care. Mm-hmm. Even though we did go through a layoff of staff, it was myself and four full-time staff that ran the child care program 60 hours a week.
How many kids can you handle, though? That building's not that big.
We have a dedicated child care room, and we have different areas within. So we take them in groups around to different areas throughout the day.
Okay.
So we did put a cap of 100 for summer camp.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of kids. Yeah. So right now we have in 87 to 95 is usually our swing of the number of kids there every afternoon.
I'm just thinking 100 kids. Okay, well, we better take a break then. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
It was quite warm yesterday, and it's only getting warmer the next couple of days. 96 the high today. Breezy tomorrow, 97. Triple digits by Friday.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all of the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Brighten up April with Paradise Casino's $45,000 Spring Fever Cash and Rewards Play Giveaway. Spring into winning and earn entries by playing all month long. Don't miss the hourly drawings on April 2nd, 16th, and 30th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You could win up to $5,000. So much, so close. Paradise Casino.
Must be 21 and older. Management reserves all rights. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP 24/7 for problem gambling.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Annie Clary from the YMCA. Good morning,
Annie. Good morning.
Good morning. So during the break, they didn't get the benefit of hearing all this stuff. So so if we could just recap briefly, because I kind of like, so I want to come to Superheroes Week. So there's different themes. Can you tell us about the themes?
Yeah, so every week of camp has a separate theme. So all their activities, all their, you know, crafts and arts and projects for the week are going to be different themes. So we have Disney Week, Superhero Week, you know, Outdoor Adventures and Camping Week. It just goes on and on and on because this is the most summer camp weeks we've ever had. We have 11 weeks of summer camp this year.
I'm like, what do you need for Disney Week? That might be right up my alley.
Well, yeah. So Disney Week is the favorite of all our staff, our site directors, our counselors.
You actually go to California?
We do not. No. I'm sorry. We make it a Disney experience.
That can be one of those virtual
branch.
Field trips.
Yes.
So that one couldn't be free.
Yeah, that's definitely not free. But what do they do? I'm just curious.
Oh, so they just everything from. Our summer camp is always very structured. So we have opening roll call, We have opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. We're very specific and intentional on the way we create our curriculum and the way we create our program. So the WISE 4 core values are caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. So throughout the day and throughout the week, all the kids are, you know, taught how to be caring, how to be respectful, and they all are able to earn ribbons each week.
Okay.
So if the counselors see them exhibiting that they're caring to someone, they get a ribbon. And every Friday we have a huge ceremony to honor all the kids. Everyone gets to tie their little ribbon up on the string and, you know, keep track of that throughout the summer. Oh. Last year we did shirts, and so we had fabric paint. And they had all the little kind of check marks on the back that were imprinted on the shirt that they would get to color, and then they would get to take their shirt home at the end of the summer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, but it takes a lot of people to do this, right?
It does. It does. So we're back to, like, we're looking for people who are interested in working with children this summer, who are interested in just getting that experience and being that exciting energy in the classroom. We are also looking for certified teachers. So if anybody teaches elementary school, junior high, high school throughout the year, and they're looking for some extra money and some something to keep them busy this summer, they can go to valleyymca.org and look on ways to get involved. And there's a direct link. They're doing a huge hiring fair for all of our YMCA branches. And so you guys can click on there. They have, I think we're going to be transitioning it to do a day here in Yuma where we do kind of a mass interview day. We don't have that on the books yet, but it will be coming up in the next few weeks, where we can just bring everybody in, get them all hired, get them all onboarded, and getting them all prepped. Because the middle of May, we all go up to Phoenix and have a huge training day, celebration, party up in Phoenix with all of our other YMCA branches where they learn, you know, how to keep kids involved. When they're standing in line, what kind of little pocket games can you pull out and play with them so you keep their attention? So yes, we may have 100 kids in the facility, but it's very intentional on how we move them from, you know, space to space and keep them engaged and keep it fun.
I'm still stuck on the 100 kids. Are all 100 kids, do they move together, or is like you have 30 kids in like this room?
Yeah, so we're going to have different spaces for different kids.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean, we have outside space that we block off in the parking lot area because we don't have, you know, a field right now. But they do games and they do sports and they do tag and they do all kinds of stuff outside, including a lot of water sports. So we do a lot of water balloon days, a lot of you know, bring your swimsuit and get wet day, because that's just making it fun. So we will have different spaces around the facility. So we are going to be doing some renovation a little bit over the next month to make that possible. Because we also have student choice high school in our facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have the high schools there full time.
That building's not that big. I mean, I'm trying to think of where you're sticking all these people.
Just come down for a tour. We'll show you. We'll check it out.
I was there for the student choice opening. Yeah. So I kind of walked around the Y and the student choice. And they make excellent use of space.
I guess
absolutely. I mean, and we have a huge workout facility. Our, you know, cardio room in our
Is that where you have the high school on sitting on the bench press or something?
There we go. They have their own dedicated room. But I mean, we just are able to work within the confines of the building. That's what we're given, and we're going to be good stewards of what we can do with it. But it also, we're able to move things around because we do have our group exercise schedule right now. And we have a ton of classes on the schedule now. We hired a new healthy living director in January. She comes to us from the YMCAs of San Diego and comes with 20 years of experience. And so she's getting plugged back into Yuma, trying to help us recover from COVID, getting the members engaged, putting new offerings on. So we do have new classes that are coming on board this month.
Mm-hmm.
But those spaces are only used during certain times of the day.
Right.
So when they're not in use, we're able to utilize those spaces for our camp program.
Are you finding a lot of people coming in to use the gym? I mean, I like a lot of people gained a couple of pounds during COVID.
Yeah, it was kind of slow going. So during COVID, you know, we did have a couple small shutdowns. But we did have, we lost 75% of our membership base.
Wow.
So that was huge for.
Only 75%. That's devastating.
Yes. Yeah, yes, it is. And, you know, thankfully, thanks to the grants and funding, we were able to keep our doors open. We provided childcare. We never shut down childcare. We were there every single day with the kids throughout the last 2 years. But, you know, coming back out of that, people were still slow going, especially in January when everybody got COVID again. Mm-hmm. We thought, like, 2022 is our year, and then I got COVID for 6 weeks, and I was like, oh, well, it's not our year yet.
Oh, good. You've already got it in.
Yes.
It's already had it.
Yes.
So, yeah, good. You got that out of the way.
But they're starting, starting in March was a really good time. And we still have, the one thing that surprised me most was that our older active adults, our seniors, were the first to come back. Most kind of protected, you know, demographic. They were the first ones banging on our door saying, when can we have classes? When can we get in? Because they are the group of people that were confined the most.
Right.
They didn't have that socialization. So one of our big things at the YMCA is our Silver Sneakers classes. It's not just for, you know, exercise. It's a fantastic class, chair-assisted, set to music. So it's for all ages. We've had people in wheelchairs. You know, our oldest member when she came in last time was 103.
Wow.
Just really good. But it's not just the working out and, you know, getting active. It's that socialization.
Mm-hmm.
So finding friendships, having conversations. I had a woman come into tour and I walked her around and she was just like, I showed her the class. The class was in session. Showed her a few machines, sat down with her and, you know, showed her how to use some things. And she just started crying and she was just like, thank you so much. You're the first person that I've talked to outside of my house in like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was like,
so hard on the seniors.
Like, my mom passed and it's just been me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. She's like, so thank you for making me feel welcome. I'm coming in. The next week I saw her leaving class with a group of women and talking and chatting. And that's what I'm here for. That's what our job's for.
Are you allowed to play the village people there? Or are you just
no,
tired
it's
of that?
Banned.
So that's something you're going to get tired of pretty
fast.
Oh,
yeah. No, the camp kids actually absolutely love it. They have dance parties all the time during summer camp, and they just love playing that YMCA song.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Never died.
No, it never died.
I mean, it's funny how popular, even at sporting events and everything, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Yeah, and most people don't know that the YMCA is an actual organization. Let alone like the top nonprofit organization in the country.
Was it supposed to be like young men or something?
Yeah, originally it started. So YMCA was founded back in 1844.
Okay.
So we've been around for a long, long, long time. And it was originally started to keep these young men off the streets, out of the brothels, out of the bars, and give them someplace wholesome. And so it's evolved over the last 160 years to include families, to include kids, to include people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our mission, in our title, it's Young Men's Christian Association still. But we're not a Christian, like, based organization. We're not going to preach at people when they come in the door. Our mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. So we don't care what your orientations are, your religions, your background, your social, economic. We're here for everybody. And as a nonprofit, we raise money to provide scholarships so it's accessible to everybody.
I'm just, it's evolved so much over the over the course of time.
It used to be, they used to stay there.
Yes, we did. And then we actually, so part of our association, we're out of the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix. And they still have a residence program.
They still have a residence.
I was just going to say, can you still stay there?
Is that kind of like a hostel or is it a hotel?
It's more of a residence program.
Yeah.
So people that need help, they have their own little apartment set up in there. I think there's 100 rooms
in
the facility. It is. And so they run a full gym and a full child care and our corporate office is there and they still have their like 5
Where's that at in Phoenix?
350 North First Avenue. So it's
I was gonna say it's gonna be downtown. It's gonna be old section.
Old brick building. Yeah. Beautiful.
Because I'm thinking back and forth. Because you know, my son learned to swim with the Y.
Oh yeah.
But that was the one in Avondale.
Yes.
Because we lived
in
Tolleson, so it made more sense. But
absolutely. So yeah, I mean, the YMCA actually was. We've had so many firsts with the YMCA. I'm a history nut with the Y. I love it. But the YMCA has actually brought the first groups. Organized like swim lessons. Like they were the first ones ever to do it back in 1909.
Really? They just threw me in the deep end.
Well, we've had lots of firsts. We established the first like summer camp program. The first swim lessons, we were the first to coin the term bodybuilding. We actually created three sports. So do you guys have any idea what the three sports YMCA created?
Three sports? Basketball.
Basketball.
Really? Basketball?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking indoors, you know. That's the only one I would... what other stupid sports are there?
So that was back in the 1881 that basketball was created.
Well, that's why she said bodybuilding, so I'm kind of thinking it has to be do something with that.
No.
Not racquetball or anything.
Racquetball.
Okay.
Racquetball? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgeball?
Nope. No. Racquetball was 1950, and we're missing one. Volleyball. 1896.
Really? Volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
That was my next.
Wow.
That was my next one. So, yeah, we have been so critical through time and history. Like, my only goal here at the YMCA is to keep that legacy alive through helping the community, helping these families, getting them engaged, keeping them healthy.
Yeah. People don't realize how much the Y has touched their everyday lives,
yeah,
whether they join or not.
Yeah. And like, you know, your son had a YMCA story. I was never Y kid.
Okay.
I didn't grow up in the YMCA when I first moved to Yuma in 2005. I went and got a membership at the Sheckert YMCA back when we had another branch out in the foothills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there. I was like, I just need a gym. I guess this will work. And I didn't know what the Y was about.
Oh.
And then 2 days later, there was an ad in the paper and they were like, hey, we need a part-time bookkeeper. And I was like, oh, let me apply. Hired on the spot and that was it.
Well, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. There's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be.
Putting distance and time between a firearm and someone who is stressed can save a life. Honor military tradition. Secure your weapon. Free gun locks available for veterans and service members at connectveterans.org/lock. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and Arizona's Be Connected partners.
AC technicians know ACs break down at the worst time. That's why our technicians love our York air conditioners and heat pumps with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. The cheapest is always the costliest. A true AC provides service today and tomorrow. Ask our techs about our York 10-year parts and labor warranties or call us at 329-7384.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Marketing your business can be a challenge. The most effective have found success by placing a greater emphasis on making an emotional connection with current and future customers. People make decisions based on emotion and then use logic to justify their decision. Call it pretzel logic. It only makes sense to them. Using emotional connections are proven to have a longer lasting impact on your potential customers than any kind of logical approach. Learn how to tap into emotions and bond with your potential customers at yumaadvertising.com.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope. Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Unhappy young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can't stay.
And we're back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to our regular program, I do, as always, have some announcements. The Chamber has a lot of events coming up, as we always do. The next Good Morning Yuma is going to be on April 14th. The deadline to register for that is going to be noon this Friday. Now, we are loosening up things a little bit. We are still encouraging pre-registration. Pre-registration, you will get a lower price and a guaranteed spot at Good Morning Yuma. But if for whatever reason it gets to be, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and you want to come to Good Morning Yuma, we are charging a higher price, and as long as there is space available, and so far we've had space available for, you know, usually at least 20 people. that show up that morning. So, you know, don't feel like anymore, I missed pre-registration, I can't go now. Come join us. We want everybody to be able to come. Provided we have enough space for you and enough food for you, we're going to let you in. But we are encouraging pre-registration because that does guarantee your spot, because once we're out of space, unfortunately, we are out of space. But so that is going to be our next Good Morning Yuma. That is going to be with Gladys Brown from the Yuma International Airport. And then on April 22nd, we talked a lot last week about the Amazing Race Yuma County. We did extend the deadline for teams to register, but is closing at noon today, mainly because the racers all get race T-shirts and we need to know those sizes so we can get them ordered. But that is going to be a super fun event. It's going to be starting at 1 p.m. on April 22nd. If you don't want to race, you just kind of want to come see what it's all about. That evening, we are going to do basically it's kind of like a mixer, but it's our post-race reception. It is going to be from 5:30 until 7 at the Yuma Civic Center. Cost is $10 to attend. So you can come talk to all the racers, see what they did. Just come join us for some hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks. And there will be a cash bar as well. And see who won. I mean, that's how they find out who won, too. The finish line works a little bit differently for our Amazing Race. It's not the first one across it. Ours is actually based on times, and we calculate who did it in the shortest time. But with staggered starts and staggered finishes, nobody knows who won until we announce it that evening. Then on April 27th, we're going to be down in San Luis at Rolls and Bowls for our next member mixer. That one is open to everyone. You do not need to be a member to attend, and we actually are charging $5 per person regardless of membership. So please come down to that one. Abraham does such a great job always with when he does the mixers, because not only does he bring in food from Rolls and Bowls, but he also is heavily involved with the Chicano Art Collective. So I do know he's planning an art walk as well. So that one should be really great. Then in May, of course, our next Good Morning Yuma is going to be on May 12th. The program for that one is YRMC. And our mixer after that is May 25th at Dell Outdoor. And then we'll have more events in June, too. We are taking July off from events, not off from the chamber. But with 3 to 4 events a month, we get burnt out. So so we're giving everybody kind of a break, or at least the staff a break. But make sure to make plans to join us, yumachamber.org/events. Or right on our homepage, if you go to yumachamber.org, there's actually a button right up front that says events. You can click on that. There'll be a calendar and you can see everything coming up at the chamber. And so speaking of that, we better get back to our program. We have Russ in the studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Annie Clary from the YMCA.
Good morning.
And a little birdie told me, named Annie, that you have an event coming up on April 30th as well. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. So on April 30th, we are actually celebrating the 30th anniversary of Healthy Kids Day at the YMCA. So this started back in the 90s. It's a national initiative just to get families and communities engaged. So we're inviting everybody down to the YMCA April 30th. It's a Saturday from 9 to noon. We're going to have games and food and crafts and snacks. We're also opening it up to vendors. So any business or agency who would like to come promote their agency, their nonprofits, their businesses are more than welcome to submit a vendor form.
Mm-hmm.
So we could set up just to add to more of the experience. So post-COVID, I was very surprised. For our Halloween event, we had 1,200 people.
Yeah, I think everybody wants out.
Yes,
it was. I think everybody wants out.
Crazy busy. I have a feeling it's going to be another big turnout,
mm-hmm.
But it's just a fantastic time to get families engaged and involved into healthy snacks, healthy activities. So for the YMCA side of it, we will have our games and sports demos. We do have Itty Bitty Sports that we just relaunched last week.
What are Itty Bitty Sports?
Itty Bitty Sports is kind of a variety sports program for kids 3 to 5 years old. So you get them introduced to basketball. You get them introduced to soccer.
I'm coming.
They have drills. It's so cute.
I bet it is.
The kids are phenomenal. So that runs on Saturdays at the YMCA. We do actually have basketball clinics that we've been running since November of last year.
We've partnered with Shine because we don't have a gymnasium at the YMCA. But we're going to be doing signups for our next basketball clinic. We have babysitting certification classes that we're going to be running this summer. It's for kids 12 and up. And they just come in for a full day of, you know, if you're interested in becoming a babysitter, you know, here's what you do. Here's the safety tips. Here's the first aid. Here's the things that you might need to know. It's a phenomenal course. We're also doing signups for our CPR and first aid certification. We do offer that at the YMCA. So if anybody's looking to get their CPR certification for their work or just their personal life, we do offer that at the Y.
How much are those? I mean, do they vary in price?
If you're a YMCA member, it's $45. Mm-hmm. Non-YMCA member, it's $65.
But what about like the basketball clinics and the...
Those all have varying prices. Right. So, you know, you can always stop in, go to our Facebook page. Our Yuma Family YMCA Facebook page is where I post all the flyers, all the information for what we have going on. Huh? Yes, and we definitely need vendors. So if you guys are interested in coming out to Healthy Kids Day, we would absolutely love to see you. I know for sure... we have Horsin' Around photo booth there with their amazing photo booths.
Yeah.
We do have bouncy houses that are coming in. It's just going to be a lot of fun for families.
So what is the history of that? I mean, it's been around for 30 years.
Yeah. So it's just one time during the year that all the YMCAs across the country open up their doors and have an event for families.
But clearly it was started to, like, for healthy kids, like, is it to remind them of healthy snacks?
Yeah, healthy activities, getting them active, getting them up and moving, really just getting them engaged. And it always happens in April, so it's right before summer hits, you know, getting kids the opportunities to find activities to keep them busy.
Although I'm thinking about, you know, in most parts of the country, summer is when the kids are out playing tag, and in Arizona... Not so much
in Yuma, yeah.
So the basketball clinic might be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and our itty bitty sports is indoors right now, so okay. They take over our large group exercise studio and go to town. But there's just plenty of opportunities. Not, you know, I want other vendors and people in the community to come in and, you know, show the community what you guys have to offer as well. We want.
Are you looking for something specific?
No, I'm just looking for everybody. So typically we have, you know, health. We just have a dental clinic sign up.
Okay.
We have, you know, health insurance people that are going to come and show families what is available to them. We have just so much stuff. We have direct sales. So we have Mary Kay. We have Sprouts. We just got Sprouts. So Sprouts will be there.
Because they've got a lot of healthy snacks there.
They do.
Yeah.
And so we will be having raffles and doing giveaways and everything during the day.
And are you looking then for raffle prizes and stuff?
Yes.
Too? You're looking for everything.
I'm looking for everything.
You're looking for everything. Annie's very needy this morning. We got it. It's okay.
Yeah. But it's just, I want to share the love. We're going to have the families come in. So if you guys have vendors want to come in and showcase what they have to offer this summer, we would absolutely love to have them.
Because I'm thinking of different things. I mean, it's so hard as a parent to come up with things for your kids to do stuff. I mean, the summer seems like such a long time.
I don't have a hard time.
You don't have a hard time? Well, what do you do? Give me some ideas.
Clean the floors.
Clean the floors. You got that little granddaughter of yours cleaning the floors?
Well, when she's not doing dishes. Look. I babysat her when she was 3.
Right.
And my daughter called me the next morning and said, "What did you do to my child?" And I said, "Well, why?" She drug a chair to the sink and started washing dishes. Because I taught her how to wash. I said, she was getting ready to go to bed. And she says, it's about bedtime. And I says, "Not till you do the dishes." She goes, "What?"
Oh.
I said, "Do the dish. You got to do the dishes before you go to bed." I had to change her 3 times because she soaked her nighty thing. But but she washed and washed until I said, "Oh, come on, baby. We got to quit washing. We got to go." But it was some great fun. It's great fun for kids. Amazing. What kids have fun doing. Amazing. And I said, well, get her to wash the floor if you're worried about her being on a chair. But she just loves to help. And now she's 4 and she's at my shop. And we help out around the office, cleaning, taking trash.
Got her checking oil, changing tires.
Not doing that yet. But just little things. Kids are easy. They want to get involved in what we're involved in.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, you're teaching them responsibility. That's fantastic.
And it can be fun. It's a blast.
I'm thinking more teenagers, although mine at least, we've got him kind of set for the summer, but that's... Well,
your teenager already know how to wash dishes?
Yes, he does. Willingly? And last night he was doing laundry. So I'm like, yeah, because he has to do his own laundry. So, I mean, he's 18. He better know how to do that stuff.
Some of that is fun. And she loves to just do new things. I've taken her to the junkyard to look for things. And just those scavenger hunts are hilariously fun. You know, they say there's nothing to do in Yuma. We got junkyards.
There's a lot to do in Yuma. I am exhausted. There's a lot to do in Yuma.
Yeah, there is.
I just was thinking back when Peyton was younger and like, okay, well, what was I going to do with him in the summer? Now, fortunately, we lived on the outskirts of Phoenix, and so we right by a Y. Mm-hmm. So clearly he took swim lessons, and we did a lot of the things with the Y, and he went to lots of different summer camps. And now this summer, he's still going to summer camps just as a counselor instead of...
Oh, nice.
But...
I took her out in the desert for 9 hours on Sunday. We take it, you know, just four-wheel driving to remote locations, ghost towns, stuff like that. So there's so much to do here that most people just don't partake in. But and now we're coming up on Easter, and as she knows, Grandpa hides his own Easter eggs. You know, I'm at that stage.
Got it. We do a scavenger hunt for Easter because he's got, I mean, otherwise we'd like really seriously have to hide the Easter eggs for an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
So we do a scavenger hunt where the eggs have clues and they lead him to his basket.
Ooh.
You still do that?
We still do. This might be the last year, and we keep upping it. So last year I think he had 36 eggs that he had to find, because otherwise he has it. I mean, he's 18. He has it over with. And
is it just in the house, or do you send him around town?
Oh, just in, well, not necessarily in the house. There might be in the front yard, the backyard, the mailbox,
neighbor's house.
That would throw him off.
You need to take a break.
Okay, well, with that, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-473-0982 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-473-0982. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0982 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-0982.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we have in the studio Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Annie Clary from the YMCA. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm curious about how this On Track this year is going to be changing how you do your summer camps.
It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be loads of fun. I think that the only biggest change that we're going to have to do is really going to be adding in more curriculum-based learning.
Okay.
Because that's going to be our main focus, is making sure that we incorporate a learning aspect into the kids every day. Not all day long. We don't want it to be school for the kids. We have games that are all about teaching math.
Right.
So we have different things that are not going to be boring. It's not going to be like, let's open our textbooks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, hey, grab the dice and get in a circle and, you know, have an activity that is really focused on working in those fundamentals into every activity that we do.
So because have they given you like a, I mean, you said you created a curriculum, but has the state given you a curriculum and said, okay, well, we need our third graders to have this, or we need our fifth graders to have this? I'm thinking back to, you know, a lot of my friends are teachers, and I used to be a teacher, and I'm thinking back to the days of lesson plans where we had to go with a straight, you know, and go, okay, well, this meets this requirement, and this meets this requirement. Are they giving you a list of requirements or anything that you have to follow?
We are still waiting for everything to come down from the state.
Okay.
So we don't have that right now, but we're willing to do whatever it takes to work with the OnTrax program.
Because I'm just curious that, I mean, I can see my son already going, you're making me go to school all summer, as opposed to it being fun, like we're talking about with a summer camp where they don't necessarily know they're learning.
Exactly. Yes. We got to trick them into learning. And it's fun. We do, especially for our child care counselor trainings when we go through. Last year, we had a bunch of games that we had to do as practice and demo. And I was like, well, this isn't math, but you are counting. You are sorting. You are doing everything that you need. I'm like, oh, well, we just had fun and I learned something. And
For the same reason I would make him be the banker of Monopoly.
Exactly.
I mean, we were playing a game, but guess what? He now can count out change and, well, at least in dollar bills. But I know you can't coins too at this point.
Yeah, but we'll be working into like the reading aspect. They will be having, you know, dedicated literature, like reading times.
Okay.
To check off for the kids. I do know that much so far.
Because I was just curious how this was going to, because I think a summer camp always is fun. There's learning always involved. I mean, because even if you're doing a craft, there's learning involved with that. I'm just kind of curious what this OnTrax is going to do to the fun aspect of it. And also what it's going to do to your, on your end, the curriculum, you know, making sure that you're following all of this, because I'm used to having kind of open rein when it comes to summer camp.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you are too.
Not really, because every year we do work off a curriculum. So within that themed week, so if it's superhero week, every activity that we have is going to tie into that. So it's not going to be that much of a difference to add additional learning opportunities in, just to make sure that we're keeping the kids up on their learning skills.
So if Superman flies from this building at this time and Spider-Man hits his web from this building at this time, at what point? I'm just kidding.
No, because that stresses me out. We're going to make it more fun than that. But that's why we are looking for, you know, certified teachers to come in, and they have that knowledge base. They know what to do. So and able to enhance our summer camp program and able to enhance our counselors and our site director there. Our staff has been with us for a very, very long time. And so they are knowledgeable. They know how to keep kids engaged, how to make it fun. And it's going to be a fantastic time.
Now, are you guys doing the leaders in training in Yuma?
Yes, so we are doing a leaders in training. So that's kind of, our camp goes until 12 years old. So at 13, kids can get involved in a program called leaders in training. So we're taking a limited number there. I believe our cap is 10 or 13 kids, because they are going to be working hand in hand with our counselors to learn how to become a YMCA counselor, how to become a child care counselor, how to make camp fun. So they are going to be working on leadership skills themselves, but it's a very elite program called Leaders in Training with the YMCA.
So I guess I took it as I took it as Leaders in Training, like they could go work anywhere, and they still can, because the skills I'm sure are transferable. I can't imagine that they're not. But you actually show them how to be like a camp counselor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's. I'm just thinking of my son, who is going to be leading this summer for the first time. He's been to camp, but this will be his first time.
You're going to miss him.
He goes to camp every summer.
Oh, he does?
He does. He went to encampment last summer. Okay. Well, right now he's in Civil Air Patrol.
Okay.
And
he's getting ready to go to college, right?
He is. He is. In fact, we're taking a road trip tomorrow to go see another school. Ooh. So, but yeah, he's in Civil Air Patrol and they have encampment, which is... I kind of refer to it as boot camp light. But he loves it. He loves it. So that's fine. But we started sending him to summer camp when he was six. To summer camp. Yeah. Overnight summer camp.
Yeah.
Six years old.
We also have the YMCA, we have our Camp Sky Y in Prescott. And that is a stay-away camp. The kids go there for a week. It's phenomenal. They have gotten a lot of grant funding in the last few years.
Okay.
Their ropes course is ridiculous. Paintball, archery, canoeing, horseback riding. They have the...
Oh, rock climbing. We're hearing rock climbing back
the
here.
The whole 9 yards. They have such an immersive experience there.
And how
Camp
do
Skyway.
Kids sign up for that?
You can go through our valleyymca.org okay. website and click on the link for camp. It'll take you to a separate website. You check out the happening. So it's, you know, you pick your week and go.
Do they have family camp?
They do.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So I was kind of, I mean, but that's what? Because I miss it. I miss going, being able to go to camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ropes course, and
you can go to camp with your mom.
Kind of thinking the other that? Direction, but okay.
It is so fun. We go up there and we have our leadership training, you know, days and getaways, mm-hmm. and yeah. it's a lot. It's a blast. You know, sitting by the campfire having s'mores. You know, you will not get me up on the ropes course.
Really?
No.
Why?
No.
Too yeah. high?
Way too high.
Way too high. Okay. So you take it if they had a zip line, you wouldn't do that either?
No. No? Okay. Not a fan of heights after. I think when I hit 20, I was just like, nope, really? I'm done. Okay. I like staying on the ground.
Okay.
I'm
so what's your favorite?
Enough as it is on the ground.
Oh, dear. What's your favorite thing to do there?
Just being up in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Just that whole getting out of Yuma, seeing trees, seeing grass. And the cabins are beautiful. They've renovated all of their cabins.
Do they have bathrooms?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's kind of my deal breaker.
Yeah, and they have those big, they have a couple yurts last time I was up there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
That's pretty cool. They have yurts. It's beautiful. So do the kids get to stay in the yurts too? I mean, is that something like that they just pick one night and they get to go out in the yurt?
Yeah, and I think it's depending on, you know, when they go up and sign up for the week, what age group it is, that would be in the rotation of their housing.
So now I want to go to Prescott to the Y camp too. How am I? I'm going to be too busy this summer. I'm going to be like, Annie's going to be seeing me every day. She's like, Kim, really?
Give me back.
But there's all still, I do want to go back to, there's all still your regular everyday. I mean, the Y pretty much, I feel like, has something for everybody.
They do. So we are starting at 3 months when they can go into child watch while mom and dad works out. That's an fantastic opportunity for new moms with multiple kids. And a lot of times moms come in there and they're like, well, I don't know how much I want to work out. I'm like, put your kids in child watch and go take a mat and sleep in the yoga room.
Yeah, that's like that, take that might
a break.
Yeah,
like you just need that socialization skills, meeting new people, mm-hmm. Really getting our group fitness classes back and engaged. Those are for all ages, all abilities, and then for our senior group, that's kind of crucial. So part of our annual campaign is making sure we raise money so we can provide the healthy living opportunities for our seniors.
How much does it cost to be a member of the Y?
So membership start as low as $19.90.
A year?
A month.
A month. That was a good try, though.
I should have started with that.
That was a great try.
Yeah, so we do have a variety of different options. So we have a regular base membership, and then if you want to join a 6 month, if you're going to stay in Yuma, you're going to be around for 6 months, sign up for the 6 month commitment because you're going to get a lower price.
Okay.
You know, you're going to be in Yuma for a while. Sign up for the 12 month commitment and you get a killer deal.
So is $19.90 per person, per family?
So that's for like our teens and our young adults. So all young adults go to age 27. Our regular adults after 27 and the 12 month commitment plan is $39.90.
Do I pass for 19?
Well, I might check IDs. But we brought senior rates back okay. within the last year. So that's phenomenal.
So now she's aging me.
No.
Teasing you.
I'm very old. I'm a senior.
I say, how old do you have to be a senior?
65.
Okay.
But we also participate with the Silver Sneakers program. And a lot of that is covered if you have a supplemental health insurance. So a lot of our seniors do get their free memberships through Silver Sneakers.
I hadn't even thought of that. Mm-hmm. When my parents were here, they should have been going to the Y the whole time.
Absolutely. So we can, if they have a question, if they're not sure if they participate with Silver Sneakers through their healthcare supplemental mm-hmm. healthcare program, they can always stop in. We can look up our 3 databases and check it out. And if you travel as a YMCA member, we have our national program where you can go and visit other Ys across the country, and they'll let you in and come back if you're big travelers. A lot of our snowbirds and winter visitors do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to get my parents in the Y.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, and so is that automatic, the reciprocity, or does it cost extra?
For
to go anywhere in the country?
No, it's the same price.
It's the same mm-hmm. price no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And classes, you have classes for training? And
yes, we do. So we have regular group fitness classes.
Is that all included or is there
additional? It's all included.
Oh, really?
So the only thing that's additional would be personal training. So we do have some fantastic personal trainers on board. Mm-hmm. So if you need a little bit extra help, a little bit of help with your fitness journey, you can get a personal training session. But that's the only thing that would be additional.
Even the child care when you drop them off?
That's included in the family memberships.
Wow.
So, you know, come in there, work out for a couple hours a day, drop your kids off, get your me time.
That's a steal.
I'm like,
what's... I was just going to say, that's a steal. And I'm just, and also I'm thinking about right now is that literally, depending on your membership, your summer camp could be free too.
Yes, absolutely. Everything. So we're trying to talk to our current participants and be like, hey, you signed up for summer camp, but if you don't want to pay $50 a week, you know, sign up for our commitment plans and it's absolutely free. You're going to save yourself $800 a month.
I mean, yeah.
For like, if they have multiple kids, these families come in with three or four kids. Right. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
But also for our membership side of it, we are a nonprofit, so we raise money, and we do have scholarships available. So if our price range is, you know, out of bounds for people, come in, fill out a scholarship form, provide two forms of income verification, and we get you right in.
Wow.
Based on what you can afford to pay.
Well, Annie, thanks so much for coming in this morning. There is so much to do with the Y, yes. And I'm so glad that this summer camp is going to go, and I'm glad it's in your hands because I trust that the kids will learn a lot and still have fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I cannot wait.
Perfect. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.